USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America, remembering the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives 21 years ago. 9/11 remembrances taking place across the country, not only at the sites of the attacks in Lower Manhattan, the Pentagon in Virginia, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In New York, the solemn tradition of reading the names of the 2,983 men, women, and children who lost their lives took place. Vice President Kamala Harris, along with the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, were in attendance, along with current New York Mayor Eric Adams and one of his predecessors, Michael Bloomberg. President Biden delivered remarks at the Pentagon this morning, while First Lady Jill Biden attended a ceremony in Shanksville. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II began its somber procession through the Scottish countryside, leaving Balmoral Castle for Edinburgh. Mourners lined the highways, byways, and every other passageway to pay their respects for the longest reigning monarch in British history. She served for 70 years. The procession begins the day after her eldest son, King Charles III, was officially proclaimed the new monarch of Britain. He ascended the throne automatically upon the death of his mother this past Thursday at the age of 96. North Korea announced what it will do in terms of its nuclear weapons program, including launching a nuclear retaliation, quote, automatically and immediately, if Kim Jong-un is incapacitated in an attack.
North Korea is endorsing the use of preemptive nuclear strikes for self-defense purposes. That's what state media reported, while also noting a new law stops talks about denuclearization. There were steps taken during the Trump administration to get the North to move toward that. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two Native American tribes in South Dakota doubling up to buy 40 acres around the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark, calling the purchase of the land an act of cooperation to ensure the area was preserved as a sacred site. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The pastor in Alabama who was arrested for watering flowers while black in a now viral video filed a federal lawsuit against the three officers as well as the town of Childersburg. Michael Jennings alleges his constitutional rights were violated and that the ordeal has caused lingering problems, including emotional distress and anxiety. His lawyers held a news conference outside of the Birmingham Federal Courthouse on Saturday to discuss the lawsuit. The incident happened back in May after a white neighbor called 911 reporting, quote, a younger black male and a gold SUV were at the house while the owners, who are friends of Jennings, were away. They asked them to watch the home. One major airline is looking into e-planes for shorter flights.
United Airlines announced that it is investing $15 million in Eve Air Mobility, which makes flying e-taxis designed for short commutes in urban areas or to get to the airport. The investment comes after United last month put down a $10 million deposit on 100 similar aircrafts. The $15 million will cover 200 of Eve's four-seat flying taxis, with the first deliveries arriving in 2026. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The NFL season well underway with the Sunday night game set to take place in Big D, the Cowboys hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.